It's a lot to meditate on in that story about John the Baptist. First, it was his desire that the leader of the country not give an example of sin. So he confronted him, knowing he was risking his life, and he paid for it. But he was concerned about his people, God's people. If their king is going to act like that, why can't they? And so he was really, yes, concerned for Herod, but also for his people. But what I want to talk about a little bit is the book of Leviticus we had today. There are certain deep attitudes underlying this. This is Leviticus 25. Mostly the block we read is 8 to 17. The Lord said to Moses on Mount Sinai. Now, that's a code. It may not have been there at Mount Sinai, but it belongs to the Sinai legislation. It's derived from it. And it's under the movement of the Holy Spirit. You have to realize, you see, that the scriptures for the early church was the Old Testament. Even when you have some of the great fathers, Justin, for instance, who argues from Isaiah to show the reason why Christ had to rise from the dead. That's quite beautiful. See, the Jewish people knew the glory of the Messiah, but they had great problems with the suffering. And whether that suffering, whatever belonged to him, he's God's representative. And Isaiah shows them from their own history. And Justin argues from that, as do some of the other, like Irenaeus, some of the other fathers of the church. So this text is scripture for us. Now, what's the principle here? That everything belongs to God. Just think about it. You know, we come, we're born, we work, we make money, we die. The only one who ever stays is God. It's all his. Now that idea, you see, has become so obliterated that the great principle is private property. Well, when we have the property, it is private. But that is a very relative term. Because when we die, we don't have to leave a will to God, you know, it's already his. So this notion, you see, is worked out here in regard to this land because it was given by God to the people. It's God's land. Now, how should you behave in this land? With righteousness, with mercy, with uprightness. And so this whole text is reminding you that neither your brother or your sister who may sell themselves into slavery to you, or your land belongs to you. 7 weeks of years shall you count, 7 times 7, so that the 7 amount to 49 years. And then on the feast of Yom Kippur, sound the trumpet on this 50th year. And this shall be a year of jubilee. Yeah, jubilee in the sense of celebration, but also jubilee in the sense of freedom. It says, you shall proclaim freedom, a year of freedom. You remember how the servant in chapter 50, 52, 53 of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, so and to proclaim a year of jubilee, a year of freedom for everybody. In other words, see, it shall be a jubilee for you, which every one of you shall return to his own property. See, it all belongs to God. Yes, you can trade it, you can sell it, you can you know, dispose of it when you're hard up for money and so forth. But at the 50th year, it all goes back to where it started from. Now, what a difference it is, huh, in our idea. Private property, which is such a silly idea. I mean, of course it's private while we own it, but we're not going to be here forever. It's all a gift from God. It's all loaned to us. Now, this is still, in a very particular way, still true of Israel. There hasn't been a Jubilee year there for a long, long time, and that may be one of the problems. So in this 50th year, even the land gets a Shabbat. You don't plow, you don't sow, you don't reap. The land has a Shabbat. What a different view, huh? What's the most important thing in life? Making money. Everybody knows that. An Italian friend of mine, a communist actually, used to say to me, "You Americans have taught the world greed." Not that nobody was ever greedy before we came along, but this preoccupation with money, with advancement, with the power, with the leisure that it gets, you see. It's all a gift from God. What do you want me to do? When our Lord says there in Luke, "No one can be my disciple unless he renounces all that he has." He says that. Our Lord said that. Think about that. I remember I was driving up from here up to St. Paul's to celebrate the liturgy on Sunday, and Luke is the gospel. So I'm praying, "Lord, how do I preach on this? What can I say?" And he said, "Listen, what I want is this, that every family know that everything they have belongs to me, and that they make decisions regarding it by consulting me. That's what I want. It belongs to me. I make decisions regarding it, you know, by consulting me, obeying me. That's how you renounce it. Renouncing means grabbing it, holding it, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. It's mine for a couple more years, then I die. Then whose is it?" There's some profound things here, you see. Even the notion, if you're getting close to the Jubilee year, you want to cut down the price you're going to pay for this guy's land. And it's just, you should do that. But do it justly. If he's really hard up for this, you're going to, "Oh, 5 more years is Jubilee, you know. Therefore, well, all right." But you count the crops. Because the land, the land, the land, the land. What can you do with the land? Eat it? No. It produces crops. That's what's worthwhile. Now you need it for another kind of farming. You build a building and rent it out. My point is, we are all dependent on God. And we should look upon one another, especially now fellow Christians. This is what shocks Paul, isn't it? In Corinthians, brother goes to brother in a lawsuit, and that before pagans. Is there nobody in the whole community that can judge this thing? Do you have to go to a pagan? I think you see what I'm trying to say. It's a dimension of our life and of the teaching of Scripture that we don't really understand. It all belongs to God. And we're here to use it and to share it. This is why, how many times in the Scriptures we are told, take care of the poor. They are part of your responsibility. If you have a lot, you have to help those who don't.